Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJA News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 63. A task force on urban education has released its final report after 10 months of study. Formed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, the bipartisan committee was charged with addressing the specific needs of urban schools. The task force held 5 public hearings in 6 urban school districts, including Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. The task force has forwarded 12 recommendations, including encouraging teacher preparatory programs that provide education and teaching in urban settings, expanding access to mental health care in schools and exploring options to increase communication about a student's mental health, and reviewing state funding for summer school and for 4-year-old kindergarten, including additional options for investing in early childhood education. The recommendations will be reviewed by Speaker Voss for possible inclusion in legislation or the next state budget. 2 days after talking about budget priorities going forward, the Racine Unified School Board holds a work session tonight on the preliminary budget to cover the fiscal year that begins July 1st. Armed with the board's Monday decision to make compensation steps and levels the number one priority and to put another $300,000 toward facilities maintenance, administration will present numbers this evening for what will become the district's working budget. A final spending plan with actual numbers replacing best guess estimates won't be possible until fall when the state releases numbers to plug into the process. Plans to change the configuration of the intersection of County Highway MM and Highway 38 when MM is reconstructed in a few years took a step forward with the approval of the Racine County Board last night to acquire some additional right-of-way. Julie Anderson, the Director of Public Works and Development Services, told the board they needed to vote on the proposal, even though the funding is already in the budget. She said the change will not affect the rest of the project.
We are physically going to be rebuilding that intersection of MM where it meets 38. That's it. The rest of it was all set. Just this portion needed to be tweaked and finalized, and that's, I think, there's one more public information meeting before the plans are at final stage.
The new plan calls for moving MM a few hundred feet to the west so it aligns with a short section of road to the north. Anderson said it will also improve the turning radius for trucks and lengthen the district between the stoplights at MM and Rapids Drive. The project is scheduled to be bid next year, with construction expected to start in 2018. Sidewalk inspection and maintenance in the city of Racine is moving forward, at least with a plan for the rest of the year. Funded through CIP money in the budget, the Public Works and Services Committee supporting priority focus on high pedestrian use areas, including the lakefront, while planning to use the information gathered toward planning after this year. Alderman Steve Smetana from the audience echoed Alderman Sandy Widener's concerns about redirected attention from the neighborhoods where many sidewalk problems exist.
Where's the spending for the people of Racine, for the people, for their sidewalks? I mean, in the past, people had their sidewalks inspected, they had them fixed, and they had to get it replaced. To all this other high traffic areas, which all, it doesn't concern the people who have these homes in these areas.
The Common Council will get the recommendation next week and likely have a lot of questions about the priorities, as well as projected costs for the immediate and long-term future, since the next budget session would have to include another CIP effort or some other way to pay for sidewalks. Members of the Racine Common Council will have a chance to learn how to do their job based on parliamentary procedure during a training session tonight at City Hall.
Parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rules of Order are used by governing bodies, some more properly than others. The alderman attending tonight will be hearing from a representative from the UW Extension's Local Government Center. At one time recently, the council had its own parliamentarian, Greg Helding. He left the aldermanic group because of a new job with a prestigious Milwaukee law firm, but he's now a member of the city's Redevelopment Authority. Tonight is just a training session. No action will be taken. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
A proposal for a disc golf course in Sturtevant will come back before the village board in 2 weeks, after the designer of the course was unable to attend last night's continual committee meeting. Nathan Strand gave trustees an initial presentation on the course at Hiawatha Crossing, a village-owned stormwater retention area. Strand was asked to come back in 2 weeks with some preliminary drawings on the proposed course. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.